very good afternoon to you and welcome to the Sunny Side. This is your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. How are you doing this lovely afternoon? Just 9 minutes gone past 1 o'clock. I am Gabriella. Let's talk about the use of corporal punishment in child upbringing, shall we? A lot of people, I've heard people, I have friends, people who are around me, I've heard people who say, if you were raised by my mother, you would be straight, you know, you will behave well. Nobody raised of my mother can ever be irresponsible. I've heard people who actually brag of how stern their parents were, either their fathers or their mothers, on them, and which is the reason why they are, quote unquote, responsible and successful. Let's talk about that for a minute. When it comes to physical punishment, does physical punishment make a child behave better? I remember as a child, I was 9 years old or 10. My mom literally used a cooking stick to chase me down a house, chase me out the house, down into the street, round the entire neighborhood and back into the street from the other end. I will never forget that episode. And you know why? Because I didn't do the dishes. So she had come back from work that evening and saw the dishes were still there from the morning. I hate doing dishes and I hadn't done the dishes and she was really upset and she wanted to flog me and I ran. My mom literally gave me a hot chase. And my our neighbors then were hailing her and say, yes, teach her a lesson so that she not go spoil, you know. I mean, I'm not opposed to, you know, disciplining your children. But when it comes to that physical punishment, when it comes to turning your child to the back and flogging them, when it comes to using objects like cooking spoon, the cover of a pot, cooking pot, your shoes to hit them and beat them, how does that make your child better? Does it in any way? I remember a story someone was telling me how that the reason why she is responsible today, irrespective of the fact that she is a stubborn head, in her words, is because of the way her mother treated her as a child. That her mother was so hard on her, so much that at a point she thought she wasn't her real mother. At a point, she was narrating an incident that happened and the mother had literally chased her out the window from the first floor. So, I mean, you want to picture that, right? Imagine your mother flogging you or beating you and then chasing you and then you want to run and there's nowhere to run and you decide to jump out the window and your mother doesn't care and you literally jump down the window from the first floor of a building. And then your mother uses the stairs and gets down and continues to beat the life out of you even after falling off from, you know, the window of the first floor of the building. And she says, if not for that, I probably will still be on the streets right now being very stubborn and living a wayward life. So, again, I'm not opposed to that, but I want to really understand your own thinking. Do you think that physical punishment is good parenting? Would you equate physically punishing your child, corporal punishment, would you equate that to good parenting? And what does it actually teach a child when you physically punish them, when you met out physical pain on them? What does that actually teach your child? I mean, present-day parenting experts would tell you, you don't necessarily need to physically touch your child to teach them. You know, you can have conversations with them. You can have them serve punishments like picking pins or, you know, whatever punishment you deem fit, but not necessarily picking a cane or picking anything you find and hitting them. You know, some would actually preach that. But I want to hear your thoughts really on this matter. Are there benefits to this kind of punishment on the child? Would you say that there are benefits that come with physically punishing your child, you know, physically beating your child? And many parents these days frown at this corporal punishment in schools. And that's why you hear in the news, parents always going about and, you know, harassing their school teachers, harassing school authorities and say, why did you flog my child? And, you know, so you see parents, you know, calling the authorities on such schools or on such teachers. So if corporal punishment in schools is being frowned at, why do we embrace them at home? Wouldn't you say that is some kind of double standard? I just want to sample your thoughts really on this matter and hear what your thoughts really are. The big question I'm asking is, does corporal punishment make a child behave better? A child who doesn't get slapped or who doesn't get beaten up by the parent, and a child who does get bit and get injured every now and then from a slap, from a punch, from, you know, throwing objects at them and beating them with your shoes and all whatnot, which of them do you think will be better behaved? Will it be the one that has been beaten up by the parents, or will it be the one that has served other kinds of punishment but not physical beaten, as it were? What are your thoughts? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Those are the numbers that you can call. We're also on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. We're streaming live on Facebook and on Twitter, and Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome, go ahead. Hello?
Hello.
All right, you're going to have to call me back when you're ready. Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good day, ma'am.
All right, good afternoon. Go ahead.
My name is Gloria. I'm calling from Eneka.
All right, Gloria, talk to me.
I agree with the person saying that depending on the kind of mother, sometimes too, it has to do with that particular child. There are some children that even when you bring them through fire, they are like nothing is happening to them.
Really?
But sometimes you look, yes, they don't change. But some of them, after a while, after some years in their life, you see them trying to cope. So, me, I think it's all about God and grace. That your mother was able to beat you. Like me, my parents beat me and my elder brother very well.
Mm.
Very, very well. But I thank God today we are good.
They so, Gloria, would you say it's that beating that made you who you are back today?
Hello, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can
so
hear
I was
you.
Asking, would you say it's that beating your mother beat you as a child that made you the woman you are today?
To an extent, I would say it took me to an extent. Because some places, even today in my life, there are places, there are things I get home. I remember what they said about it. But my father and my mother were the same. My mother beat you to my father, my father beat you to my mother. So he has no place to hide. It's to an extent, but I know that the grace of God, there are children, I don't know whether they are manufactured to the devil's brain or what. I knew them in my area, but we give God all the glory.
All right, Gloria. Thank you very much for sharing. Let's move on to other callers. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Apologies for that. Please do all to call back. Hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. My name. And story of subjects you are just talking about. So, I'm extent, really... You can be beating a child to correct the child. Some of them, they will be hardened without beating. And some, by the grace of God, might change. If I could remember, there is this, one of these, our pastors, the Jews, I think that should be Bibeye. He said, when they looked at all his ministers, maybe we're making a city, they step on camp, arms will not die. He laughed at them. He said that if God calls him, if God calls him, that person that will succeed in sin will bear power. That person that will succeed in sin will bear power. So if I look at that, indeed, fine. But beating your child to correct your child, you might be doing everything. Some of which will learn my religion, some will not change. Like myself, I wasn't really of beating to that extent. But today, by grace of God, I am responsible. If you ask me, I'm working with a reputable firm. Mm-hmm. I have my children, I have my wife, by the grace of God. I have a meal on our table without really dating somebody. To end it all, my father, hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, my father, when I was very, very small, then, my father is a good smoker. He smokes well. He says, secrets, I don't know if you know them, 13 and ages. My father finishes his role. Even in his vehicle, he sees this is behind the vehicle. He sends us to go and buy cigarettes for him. Sometimes we try to keep at the moment that you have finished smoking, and but I bet you, I tell you, we are almost 9 years, none of us smokes. None of us even touches one, even drinks or. So sometimes they say, children or human, they are really gift from God, and before even they come, we the parents or any instrument to have. God has blessed the world to the world, and then designated a purpose which God has already designed for that person to.
All right, I'm going to respond to some of the things you mentioned already, but let's take some more calls. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Oh dear, I lost that one. Apologies. Please do all to call back. We're also streaming live on Facebook and on Twitter. On Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 BH and on Twitter at Nigeria Info BH. I'd like to first respond to what the previous caller had said, Gloria. And I know there are lots of people that actually still hold that sentiment. Oh, there are some children. No matter the beating you beat them or no matter the discipline you give, just like you said, you wonder what they are made of, if they were made with a different kind of material as opposed to every other child or every other human. But is that really the case though? Do you think, and I quite agree with you that, you know, every child differs, because my mom then used to say the way she disciplined me was different from the way she would discipline my younger sister and the other sister. You know why? Because according to her, personalities differed, you know, so you can't use the same stroke for different kinds of folks. You know, and that being said, does that still explain why it seems as though there are children who just do not take correction? Because I know, I mean, in secondary school, for example, you will see a student who is being flogged by a teacher and you will be wondering what kind of metal, what kind of titanium they are made of. Because if you like, flog them from now till the end of the world, they will not even as much as flinch. They were that resolute in their stubbornness, you know. So I know that there were children like that, and there are still children like that who are really extremely strong-hearted. So if you like or you want to discipline them, just do what you want to do and finish so they can go back to what they were doing. They are quite hard-hearted. What really explains that hard-heartedness of children, of some children, the ones that are like that, you know, what you would call stubborn? Like she said, some children, if you like, beat them, punish them, starve them, do whatever you want to them, they will do what they want to do. What really explains that? Good afternoon, you're welcome. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon.
My name is Chinedu.
All right, Chinedu, go ahead.
Yeah, the way parents train their children really matters a lot. Because I grew up from a family of females.
Okay.
All my aunts that I have.
Oh dear. Please do all to call back. We'll take a very quick break at this time. And when we return, the conversation will continue. Keep your thoughts coming through on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416, as well as on Facebook and on Twitter. We'll get to the comments right after this break.
You are tuned in to
Nigeria Info. We'll be right back after this.
Real friends are hard to come by. Someone to face your fears with you. and share good times together. Someone to always be there and encourage you to never give up. It's great to have that cool friend that you can always count on to get you going every day. The one you can call your paddy of life, like Aquafina Premium Drinking Water. Stay hydrated and refreshed always with Aquafina Premium Drinking Water from the makers of Pepsi. Available in over 35 countries, Aquafina goes through a 7-step filtration process, ensuring it's water you can always rely on. Aquafina, your buddy of life.
This is Nigeria's number one talk, news, and sports radio station. Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. We are back.
When knowledge meets action, information liberates.
How informed do you need to be to thrive in a fast-changing world?
Listen to Experts Only.
Keep it dial locked on 92.3 Nigeria Info. For the best of news, talk, and sports 24/7.
I am listening.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to The Conversation, people. This is The Sunny Side here on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Gabriella. We've got about 25 minutes on the clock to have this conversation. Does corporal punishment make a child behave better when you physically met out discipline on your child, beating them up with a cane, hitting them with your shoes, you know, punishing them and hitting them with a cooking spoon or a cooking pot or beating them with your hands? Does that make your child behave better? Let's talk about that. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Remember, we're streaming live on Facebook and on Twitter. And Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. We're also on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon. Yeah, Zion, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
The book of Psalms chapter 23 says that the rod and the staff, they are there to comfort us. Let me personalize it. They are to comfort me. I'm a product of what you are discussing. A product of that. In fact, if you want to describe my mom, I don't know why mothers are guilty for this conversation. They are the champions. No matter how strong and powerful the father may be, even in the society, when it comes to disciplining the children at home, it is the mother. And they're doing well. And for the benefit of this conversation, I want to tell all moms that train their children in that direction. Thank you very much. May God bless you for training us like that. Gabby, that nature of training up a child give such children focus. Such children that went through that atmosphere at once to hear their voice on radio, in the community, at the place of work, they are the ones in even standing on a social, how will I call it now, crusaders. Because their mom trained them. Sit down there. Stand up. Go and sleep, especially that's what I don't like. Go and sleep in the afternoon. Go and sleep. I don't like that one for any minute as a child. But it protected us, it delivered us, it saved us from many unwanted discussions and many problems. Growing up at that age, was it not that period we get associated with pressure, we call them peer pressure? In our age, was anything like peer pressure? There was no limited discussion for peer pressure. Because see, that's at home, reading your book, doing one chore. Those who want peer pressure, let them be outside. But today we are discussing peer pressure because nobody wants to touch their children. And we thought that is the best. We are Africans. And it's the way God drink or God brought us up. We are fundamental. Even God Almighty, there was a time he gave them corporal punishment. Serpents have to bite some of them. Some of them need to die. I mean, God and his children in their days. Then who are you as a mother that they said, give them corporal punishment? You say, oh, it's not good. It's against the law. Here in Africa, there are things we recognize as law and there are things we consider as fundamental. If my mother never trained me in such way, I would have been one of the most stubborn, not call it criminal or whatever. One, also, these boys are doing, they are playing with what people like us we went through. Parents no longer train their children. They say, who are their parents? Most of these children you see today that are misbehaving are the children of untamed children.
That's not entirely true, Mr. Zion.
No, that's the truth. Mention one child that is well trained, that is misbehaving.
See, I can mention a couple of examples of children whose parents did the very best they can in training them, but they decided to go haywire.
I had this conversation one time. I received a phone call on that, and I will tell you categorically clear. There are things people call, oh, I'm training my children. No! Most of us, we don't train these children. We only take care of them. That is the problem. You are not training him. You are taking care of him. I'm giving you clothes. I'm giving you money.
What is training? When you say beating the child,
that is not training. You are taking care of him. But when you talk about training, you have a rain boot. Does he have a rain boot? That little size? You are eating on a broken plate, the big one. Does he have the smaller one? Is he doing what you are doing? Or you're asking him to do what he should do? These are the fundamentals we should have in today's life. We would learn in those days, Mama cook banh soup. The mom said, no, Mama, no go eat the banh soup. Now noodles, I want to eat. The thing we will land you alone, eh? That appetite to eat that noodles.
So in essence, yeah. Mr. Zion, you're saying that you should beat your child. That is the way to make them reasonable.
If you don't talk, according to my mom, if I talk, you know, yeah, I will land them on you.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts, Mr. Zion. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yes, this is Apostle Edda Reginald Uzuku.
All right.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I will contribute based on my family life experience as an apostle of family issues. You see, that's what is called temperament. Temperament is what defines the core values, the behavior, the attitudes, the life, the philosophy, the training you are talking about. This life is driven by temperament. Most parents don't even know temperament. And most parents, whatever they have is what they pass on their children. Now, basically, there are four different classes of human beings, four temperaments. Okay? And where a parent doesn't know his own temperament, behavior, attitude, okay? And then his lifestyle, how can he train a child? So, the problem of breaking is that we need to know that there are temperaments. But you, as a parent, you don't know what is temperament. Temperament is the core value of every human being. Core value of every human being. Mm. I cannot be lazy. And any child who is fast, it is what I have, I will impart on people. So when we talk about temperament, the school don't teach it. The church don't teach it. Even the radio, the media, they don't teach it. And it is what drives life, temperament. So we need to know temperament, know our weakness, know our strength. When the parents know the weakness of his child, then he knows how to handle the child and bring him up. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
So what emphasis should be made on temperament? Let's discover the weakness and the strength of the parents. And first, when you discover your own, you work on your own, then before you can not discover the strength and weakness of your children. Now, child upbringing is developmental. there are so many factors that contribute. Parents' inputs, student inputs, you know, peer group inputs, church inputs, religious inputs, educational inputs, attitudes, behavior. You know, these are what affects one's temperament. So, for us as parents, for you to train your child effectively, you need to study temperament. Know what is this temperament? What are my own temperament? If I am weak, there's no way a weak parent can train or bring up a child who is strong. What I have that even my child to copy. Every child you see today is a reason parent. What the threat he got from the parents. So if a parent doesn't know their weaknesses and strengths, then when they see those weaknesses and strengths in their child, they will not even know. And they will leave it either to the school, which does not do anything on character. Temperament simply means character, behavior, emotion, feeling. That's what temperament talks. So my contribution is that we should promote temperament. Learn it, teach it. Even on our radio, we should learn it.
So are you saying, can you hear me?
It's good. In leadership.
Can you hear me?
They go, they can't temperament. And then nobody knows talking about anything for 3 months.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. So are you saying that the temperament of a child is what determines the kind of punishment, or rather the kind of discipline the parents could met out on them?
Look at it this way. When a parent discovers the temperament of a child, which is weakness and strength, then the parent is in good position to know how to deal with the child.
Mm.
Okay, then it's on the test of the parents to apply punishment. Like me, for example, I'm a choleric. I'm very mean. I'm very hard. So when I'm applying punishment on a child, I'll be hard. Example now, we have a phlegmatic who is always calm and gentle.
Mm.
When he's applying pressure on a child, it will be calm, naturally. But as parents, if we're able to know the weakness and the strength of a child, okay, and how do we solve temperament issues? It's love. So we try to base on love. Since weakness we are seeing in them is from us, it's not from God, it's not from heaven. It's from us, it's passed through our genes. From those that enter them and they start developing and they start manifesting. So when we apply punishment on children, we should be able to solve their weakness and need to work to help them. And then they will change.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. Let's move on to other callers. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Does corporal punishment, does physical punishment, does it make a child behave better? That is a big question on this hour. Let's take some comments on Facebook. We're streaming live on Facebook, by the way. On Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. On Facebook, Bright Birabi says, I don't know for others, but it made me and my siblings better. But Bright, how do you know it's because your mother beat you? How can you tell that it's the beating that made you better? How sure are you it's not her prayers or it's not your father's prayers? How certain are you that it's not your father's words of encouragement and wisdom? How do you know? How can you sieve through all the influences of your experiences put together and pick out just the beating and say, oh, it is that beating that made me and my siblings better? How can you tell? Tell me and let me know. This is from Chile Edwin, who says, it's very important in trying to shape the character of some individuals, but the problem is the person that is responsible for the disciplining, the defaulter, because the temperament of the person here is key. Even the scripture says that if you should spare the rod, you spoil the child. So we must be careful not to spare the rod and pamper the child to destruction. Chile Edwin, thank you very much for your thoughts. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Standard. I'm calling from Bitterly Road.
Go ahead.
Okay, for me, I think the discipline, the teaching kind of helped me. I'm looking at it from my own personal perspective now, my own personal experience, not theory or work experience. My father was a strict disciplinarian growing up, so there were things he would always expect us to do as children. So when I don't do that, he always spank me, always beat me, flog me. So, and the man had a PhD in flogging. That's if my papa flogged you, you won't forget it in a hurry. So whenever I want to make that same mistake again, when I remember the way he flogged me or the way he beat me, there will be that conscious effort not to make that mistake again. So I think, for me personally, it kind of helped me, put me right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Okay. Keep your calls coming through. 0817-923-0002. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. We'll take your comments on WhatsApp. Keep them coming through in a minute. But let's take this call. Good afternoon. Oh, what's that one? And let's take this one. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Okay, my name is Austin. I'm calling you from Port Harcourt.
All right, very
interesting topic you have. Just to put in, have and give in my input, three factors I want to explain here. Every environment has what works for them. In the Western world, I'm sure you see the kind of crisis that their youths, their kids, their teenagers face because of the way they are brought up. I'm sure you must have seen some videos on social media where a child is insulting the parents, and we tell the parents, of course, this radio, I might not want to say that.
Yeah.
All right? So, see, crazy things that cannot happen in Africa. Not because we are harsh, not because we are strict, but because that's our way of life. And doing an apple-to-apple comparison, you will believe me that you would rather have a child that respects you as a parent than talk to you wrongly, because nothing, absolutely nothing would happen. When there are no consequences for an action, people do whatever they want to do because they know they're going to walk away with it. I shout at my child in UK, and my child tells me, I'm going to call the police for you, and I don't do anything. You think that child is not going to repeat the same thing, because there's a bridge to being cautioned. So if you want to compare a UK, sorry, I'm using UK, a Western world child, and somebody in this part of the world that has been corrected rightly, I'm sure you would want to choose someone from this part of the world. So that's my own input. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. Let's see what's going on Facebook now. And let's see. This is from Ogu Ojone Justice. Ogu Ojone Justice says, if it makes the child better, there wouldn't have been armed robbers in the society today. However, parents should play their part and leave the rest to the government and to God. So that means it's not entirely, because I know the average Nigerian parent would, you know, beat their children, you know, and scolding them. So if that actually makes people behave better, how do you explain away people who have become criminal minds in society? Good afternoon. Oh dear, what's that call? Let's see what's going on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-0306416. Esther Etim says, abuse is not discipline, just like mindless compliance and eye service is not good behavior. Many of those who claim their children are well behaved have just produced mindless drones or deceitful people who have learned to pretend to be what others around them want. I'd rather have a curious child who knows why they're not supposed to do a particular thing than a child who pretends to my face to be what they think I want, only to move mad as soon as they leave home. I was talking to someone yesterday who also went to the uni in the UK, and she mentioned a nightclub in London that I know of, and we were both like, I've drunk alcohol and gone clubbing, nothing there. Today, I don't drink alcohol, not because somebody beats me, but I genuinely hate the taste of alcohol. Even when it's diluted with juice, nobody can tempt me with alcohol. She doesn't go clubbing because she finds it boring, not because someone bit her or said you cannot marry a good husband if you enter a club. Esther Etim, thank you so much for sharing that. And I totally agree with you. You know, at the end of the day, people will be who they want to become. Which is why the first call, the lady who called in earlier, Gloria, was saying, you know, there are some children, no matter how much you beat them, they still do what they want to do. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
So have reasonable children. There are two training approaches. Number one is sitting them to discuss with them. If they make some domestic mistakes, you sit them down and tell them, look at what you have done. You didn't do it well. When they misbehave again, you also call them. As a parent, you have to continue to talk. But constantly talking to them, those things, those areas that used to behave badly, or those are characters to begin to go away from their lives. The second one is when, after you have instructed and discussed with them, and any of them continues, you flog, but not to brutalize or to give wounds. Then another point is the importance of a husband and wife coming together of the same family general agreement to train children. But if this policy is not in the home, and when you beat, the child will run to the mother. And the mother will hold the child and begin to shout on the husband. Then by that time, that child will begin to gain strength and power to begin to misbehave. That is also the same to the husband. When your wife is your wife, you are not supposed to hold, to take side of the child or the side of that child.
Okay.
So by two of them coming together to train them, you will raise reasonable and meaningful children. I thank God for the father and mother that trained me today. It has made me thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Even though you were taking us to a different dimension of the conversation, but thank you regardless for your thoughts. Let's just leave it at that. All right, we have how many minutes left? About 7 minutes. So let's keep the calls coming through. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007. Or 0817-923-0009. We'll take your WhatsApp messages in a minute. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right. so many hilarious comments here, but let's just read a couple of them. This is from B.O.B. B.O.B. says, hello, Gabby. The sentiment of children that refuse to cry or change from strokes and whips reminds me of a famous black man that refused to answer the name Toby or stop trying to escape bondage till they chopped off one of his feet. His very slaves celebrate him, and I'm sure his oppressors called him stubborn and hard-hearted. Moving on, Mr. Braid says, hello, Gabby. Corporal punishment actually made us behave the way we do. Like the Bible says that the law was a school teacher that makes us obedient. So corporal punishment instills in us certain behavior, but it's bad when it's taken too far and too extreme. Spare the rod, you spoil the child. Was it written by a Nigerian? The rod instills a level of fear in you as a child. However, when it's too much and a child gets used to it, he will say, kwata kwata, now flog them, go flog me, which again increased stubbornness in the child. Parents, don't flog or punish your child out of anger. Now, how do you then draw the line between too much and just enough? Because like you said, that is what drives children into that level of stubbornness where they just say, you know what, do whatever you want to do, I don't care. So in a bid to want to prevent the child from getting to that place, getting to that point, how much is just sufficient punishment for a child? Let's take some more messages. This is from Aze, I guess. It says, good afternoon, Gabby. Yes, I believe beating a child will help the child to grow into a better person. For me, the harsh training my mom gave to me actually made me who I am today. I was really stubborn and I received it hard from my mom and my brothers. And at a point, they calmed me down with beating. I was beaten with a bicycle chain. Sometimes my mom rubbed fresh pepper in my armpits, my eyes, so I became very afraid and I did whatever was asked of me to do. I wonder the kind of woman I wouldn't have been if my mother didn't train me that way. I was just stubborn, but never go close to guys as per dating. I don't know. I feel that's a little bit too much. Okay, so here's another question. How do we draw the line between discipline and abuse? I know that for us, right, I'm not even sure how to coin this. Our Africanness makes us accept so many things. But let's call a spade. There is such a thing as abuse and abusing your child. So where do we draw the line between discipline and abuse? Because in my opinion, I think putting pepper in your child's body or beating them with an iron, I think that's abuse. I don't think that's discipline. I mean, prove me wrong, but wow, I don't know. That's a bit too far for me, you know. Why would I go grind pepper and say, come here, let me put it in your eyes? What if you go blind and you say, oh, it's because I was trying to correct you from not being lazy, or correct you so you stop seeing boys? I'm not sure. Yes, I know that we will try to justify it and say, oh, that's why we're well behaved. But isn't that abuse? Huh? Isn't it? Interesting thoughts. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, my sister.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good topic on ground. My name is Chelsea Foster Moziko, calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
Thank you. You see, that punishment, this last message you read, helped so many of us. I was really beaten when I was growing up from my father's sister because I lived with my aunt. Even her granddaughter faced this pepper stuff. But when this woman died, we all loved and cherished this woman. She dealt with us, you know, even court, to join court, you not. All our children. She trained everybody with strong hand. These days, we spoil the stairs around and spoil the shed. We were beating with that rod so much. That makes none of us bad or go haywire or put our hands inside bad things.
All right. Thank you for for calling. Good afternoon. You're welcome. Hello. All right. Sadly, we can't take any more calls because we're out of time. Let's take a few more messages and we'll wrap the conversation up. We can't take them all. But Victor Waribo says, for me, I think it's not just beating a child towards the right way, but a lot of parents always allow their kids have their way all the time. It might look insignificant, but that's where they get it wrong. All right, Victor. Esther from Rokwaku says, good afternoon. That's not for this conversation. Let's move on. Kelly from Port Harcourt says, I believe in flogging of children. Explain to the child why you are doing so. Let the child know that he or she will get flogged if he or she doesn't desist. Parents are fond of telling kids, if you do this, I will give you so and so. A child should do whatever instruction is given out. A parent should know how to command respect and not demand respect. Eze Kingsley will be our final comment. Eze says, good afternoon, Gabby. Since Nigerian families have jettisoned discipline, believing that they are now white people, the rate of crime and criminality have really increased without measure. Doing well, my super presenter. Oh, thank you very much, Izzy Kingsley. But here's the thing. I'll just wrap up by saying this again. There is no right or wrong. Of course, I mean there are lines you shouldn't cross, like, you know, taking a knife and stabbing your child. Nobody wants to get that extreme. But you know, again, it's your child. They are your children. You decide the kind of discipline you want to mete out on them. But I'll just wrap up by saying this. Whatever works for a child. I really agree and reckon with a lot of you who mentioned the fact that there are personality traits and differences, and that should influence the kind of discipline you give each peculiar child. You know, I don't believe in one way for every child. Every child is different. And you could have a calm child. You could have a really, you know, a stubborn child. You could have an obedient one. You could have one that is extremely curious and wants to know why you're saying everything. So you deal with each child differently. But this is not to discount the importance of discipline. Absolutely not. I believe, just like everyone has been quoting, spare the rod and spoil the child. Yes, you shouldn't spare the rod. But also know that it doesn't just end in beating the child. You literally have to be a good parent, and you can be a good parent by leading by example. Now, I'm saying that because I've heard people who say, oh, my mother, you know, treated me this way, and so that's the way to go. But they don't pay attention to every other aspect of parenting. It doesn't end with just beating the child when the child does something wrong. Are you leading a good example? Are you leading a good life that is worth emulating? Are you teaching your child other values? Are you praying for your child? Are you affirming your child? Are you encouraging and motivating your child to be better? You know? It's all encompassing. And at the end of the day, it's all up to you and how you want to raise your child the best. I am Gabriella.